This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States is denying a report by Iran State TV about a prisoner swap with the U.S. for billions of dollars. Iranian State Television said on Sunday Tehran would free four Americans accused of spying in exchange for four Iranians held in the U.S. and the release of $7 billion in frozen oil funds blocked under United States sanctions. Washington denies that an agreement has been reached. Iran has been holding talks with world powers trying to revive the 2015 nuclear accord. Tehran has been looking for sanctions relief and claims some $20 billion of its oil revenue has been frozen in countries like South Korea, Iraq, and China. Fighting between Afghan government forces and the Taliban has left more than 100 insurgents dead in the past 24 hours, the defense ministry said Sunday, as the U.S. military pressed on with its withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Taliban and government forces clashed across several provinces, including in the former insurgent bastion of Kandahar, where the U.S. military carried out a precision strike Saturday as it formally began the final troop pullout. The U.S. military formally began withdrawing its remaining 2,500 troops from the violence-racked country Saturday, as ordered last month by U.S. President Joe Biden. Thousands of anti-coup protesters marched in Myanmar Sunday, calling for a spring revolution, with the country in its fourth month under a military regime. Cities, rural areas, remote mountainous regions, and even rebel-controlled border territories have been in uproar since the military ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a February 1st coup. This is VOA News. Israel observed a day of mourning Sunday for 45 people crushed to death at a Jewish religious festival with flags lowered to half-staff. At the same time, questions have been raised about accountability for one of the country's worst civilian disasters. In accordance with Jewish tradition, funerals were held with as little delay as possible. India's new coronavirus cases dipped slightly Sunday, but deaths from COVID-19 jumped by a record, with one more state going into lockdown. This as the nation's healthcare system is unable to cope with the massive caseload. Indian hospitals, morgues, and crematoriums have been overwhelmed as the country has reported more than 300,000 daily cases for more than 10 days straight. Many families have been left on their own scrambling for medicines and oxygen. The Indian Express newspaper reported Sunday the country's COVID-19 task force has advised the federal government to impose a national lockdown. The UK said Sunday it was sending an extra 1,000 oxygen ventilators to India as a group of doctors staged their own intervention by offering long-distance telemedicine from Britain. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab is sent to meet India's External Affairs Minister Monday prior to the G7 talks this week in London. The group of seven richest countries will look at a proposal to build a rapid response mechanism to counter Russian propaganda and disinformation, Raab told Reuters. Speaking ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting, he said the UK was getting the G7 to come together to counter Russian misinformation. This will be the first such in-person meeting in 2 years. Britain has not made a final decision on whether to grant the European Union's ambassador in London full diplomatic status, the foreign minister said as well on Sunday. Britain and the EU have been at odds over the British government's refusal to grant representatives full diplomatic status in London after Brexit. And British football fans invaded the pitch in protest on Sunday before Manchester United's match against Liverpool. The start of the match was delayed and then postponed after hundreds of fans managed to make their way onto the grass protesting against United's American owners, the Glazer family. There was also a large crowd outside the Old Trafford Stadium in Manchester, and there were clashes with police as they moved in to disperse the crowd. Fans have been angry towards the Glazers since the failed European Super League project collapsed last month. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.